Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
All pre-record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, last week of the year, Super Talk Eagle Hour on the air. Bob Getty back in the studio with his buddy Kelly Sander. Kelly, thanks for filling in for me while I was out. I know you took good care of things, and I've learned. We've been chatting. You had a good Christmas. I'm glad to hear that.
I did. Just nice and quiet. And, you know, I know you got to get away with the family and the grandkids over in Florida and stuff. So it's good to have you back, too. And we're going to change that, flip that calendar over on Thursday, aren't we?
Yeah, it's hard to believe.
It is.
Another year gone by. Hey, we want to thank everybody that's listened to the show all year long. And we really do appreciate it. We're going to do our very best to open up a new chapter as we enter year 11 next week, and we're going to enhance the show and bring you a lot of things in the new year that we think everybody is going to like. We're broadcasting from the Southern Bancorp studio, Bob and Kelly here in Oak Grove, Mississippi, and we're joined by our good friend and head basketball coach, Jay Ladner. And Coach, I want to have really had an opportunity to talk directly to you. I know this was a difficult Christmas for you, and on behalf of Kelly, we send out our condolences to you for the loss of your dad, and that's never easy, and certainly this time of the year makes it, I guess, even worse, huh, Coach?
It's of course, it's still very fresh. And first of all, thank y'all. I really appreciate that, and really everyone that is just really. I knew it, he meant a lot to a lot of people. It's really been overwhelming. The turnout, it is. Funeral was just really unbelievable and a great tribute to him. And so the people that are listening, I'm so thankful and on behalf of our family and appreciate y'all reaching out. You know, when you in those situations, Bob, and for those of you that have lost, of course, your parents at some point and close ones, you know, it gets as they get older, and if you share the same passions that they do, you know, and that was the situation. My dad had become your best friend, you know, and somebody that you talk to every day. And he was a huge, of course, he was a basketball coach, you know, by trade. I of course, the reason I'm in teaching and coaching today is because of him. And then touched a lot of people. He helped a lot of people. He lived a life of service and what man of faith, strong faith. And, so anyway, I miss him every day, but because it's basketball season, he was my biggest supporter, but he was probably my biggest critic too. Mm-hmm. He was from the old school, you know, and he lived down in Kill in Hancock County, and I was laughing about this the other day, and there would be many times that he would leave our games in Hattiesburg, and we would be on the phone. And I would almost be praying. I was like, gosh, I hope he gets to Kill, because it's about an hour, a little over an hour, you know, south of Hattiesburg. And I would be like, I sure hope he hurries up and gets home, because I would be, why did you play this guy? Why did you do that? But I certainly miss those conversations.
You took the question right out of my mouth, actually, Coach. You took the question right around. I was fixing to ask you, did your dad ever call you after games and say, now, Jay, you shouldn't have done this. You should have done this.
What were you thinking? Right?
Yes. Trust me, all of that and some more. You know, like I said, biggest supporter, but biggest critic with love too. I have to say that he was a good man, but he was 88 years old, and he had lived a great life. He was a man's man. Loved to hunt and fish. Loved the old Brooklyn Dodgers. I know we got a lot of baseball people listening to this, but he loved the old Brooklyn Dodgers. And as he was beginning to have some cognitive challenges, I would try when I was spending time with him to jog his memory, make him think. So I was going to be smart this day, and I said, you know what? I said, I'm going to get my dad. I'm going to ask him about the 51 Dodgers. And I got my phone and I Googled it had the entire roster. And so I said, you know, I said, Dave, what about the 51 Dodgers? And he could, and the reason I asked, because he could always reel off the starting lineup, where they played, the batting lineup, the pitching rotation, you know, the Preacher Rose and Newcombs and all the greats, you know, for the old Brooklyn team. And so I started, then I said, you know, he got all that good. And then I said, I'm going to trick him out. So I started throwing out some of the reserves. And he would say, like, oh, well, he was only up for about 2 or 3 weeks from their AAA team, and he went back down because Campanella was hurt, or, you know, Duke Snider or some of these guys.
Yeah,
so his long-term memory was really, really great all the way up to the end. Short-term memory sometimes not as much, but anyway, thank y'all very much for asking. And
of course,
he had a great life.
Well, it's supposed to get colder later this week, Jay, and I hope it gets so cold because if it gets that cold, then hell will freeze over, and we might see some activity on improvements at Reed Green Coliseum.
Now you're really putting Coach on the spot here, now, aren't you, Kelly?
I know we're supposed to.
Yes.
You know, and but you know, we were told to prepare that. You know, when we came back for the second semester, or after Christmas, I'm going to put it that way, and not tied to the academic year, but after Christmas, that we would. You know, we were going to begin to see some things happen, and we need to be prepared, you know, especially after the season, to make some adjustments on practice times and things like that, or practice access. So I do believe that we are going to see some needed and anticipated and exciting renovations to Reed Green.
All right, Coach, when you looked, honestly, full disclosure, when you assembled this team at the beginning of the year, I just had no idea what to expect. From this team, and I'm sure to a degree you felt the same way, and you saw them every day, but just when it looked like now that things were getting together, and they're playing pretty good basketball, but then you get thrown for another injury loop with Tavares getting hurt for the season. Has there been any season that you've been here that one of your key guys has not been sidelined with a big injury? And then how does this change the complexion of your current roster?
All right, well, first of all, let me give you an update on Isaac. We hope to have him back, and this is nothing. This is, as you said, full disclosure. No reason to hide anything, but the type of injury he had, they said it would be in a really, really optimistic return would be 6 weeks. Maybe pessimistic would be 8 weeks, but, you know, somewhere between 6 and 8 weeks. So, if that's the case, that would put him back at the end of January. So he's not done for the year. In fact, we anticipate that he'll be back. He's already conditioning. He's doing, you know, everything that he can do other than, unfortunately, it is his right hand, his shooting hand. So that's going to take a little time to get back as well. And of course, this is going to sound funny that I tell you this, but as his agent said, and can you imagine me saying that 5 years ago, right?
No.
But as his agent said, he said, well, he can roll out of bed, Coach, and get you 20. You know, so we'll see what happens. But it is unfortunate, and you know, for whatever reason, can't dwell on negative things, but for whatever reason, we have just had our share of injuries of key people and more over the time.
Yeah.
Tenure that we've seen to be there, and then but there's a reason for it, I guess, and we just learn to move on with it. But we've got to try to figure out a way to kind of hold things together till he gets back. Of course, Bully Weeks is there. He's had a great year as well. In fact,
yeah,
we really had a really strong 1-2 punch. But I think we have some other guys that have stepped up. I mean, Brewer Carruth, there, you know, he had 16 the other day against Arkansas State. He'll start tonight against LSU. And we have a lot of other guys that are capable of scoring. So of all the years that we may be better, it's never easy to lose a kid of his caliber, for sure. But of all compared to the other years where we've had key injuries, I think that we're a little better prepared to deal with it just because we have more depth this year. And we're certainly not going to use those as an excuses. Never have, never will. It is part of the game. We've seemed to be dealt a little tougher hand than most, it seems like. But we've got to try to figure out a way to kind of keep things together, like I said, until he can get back. And I think we were really playing well, of course, when he went out. And but didn't play poorly the other day in his absence,
right,
against a really good Arkansas State team. But I think we're just a little better prepared. I think we've got some other guys that are in a position or ready to step up.
All right, Coach, can you stick around a few more minutes with us?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay. Coach Shea Ladner's with us as we kick off the last week of the year on the Super Talk Eagle Hour from the Southern Bank Course Studio here in Oak Grove. That opening segment with Coach Ladner, sponsored by Dickey's Barbecue Pit, which would be a great place to go tonight, take a break from holiday food. The food's always good there. We really do appreciate all that Dickey's does. Also, MCS Home Center, home repair, home remodeling, home construction, everything for your next home project, lawn or garden. It's available at MCS Home Center, Hattiesburg's new improvement home center, 7329 Highway 98 West. Kelly and I back with basketball coach Jay Ladner. Super Talk Eagle Hour returns in just a moment.
Big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
Southern Miss to the top.
To the top.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Glad you are. Eagle Tire West sponsoring this segment of the Super Talk Eagle Hour. That's where you'll find former baseball player Matt Warren and his great staff selling premium Goodyear products, full auto and truck service, all at Eagle Tire West, next to Smith Motor Company. Highway 98 West, Hattiesburg, family operated since 1985. Eagle Tire and Eagle Tire West. If you're a Southern Miss fan and you need tires, or you need work on your car, I can't imagine that you would go anywhere else.
Well, you're getting dependability, consistency, and people who support Southern Miss.
That's exactly
everybody
right.
Wins.
Jay Ladner's on the show with us today, basketball coach, Southern Miss. They're headed to Baton Rouge tonight. I guess you're probably there, Coach. But here's a very general question. We hear this terminology in football, money games. Smaller schools go on the road, play at SEC stadiums, Big Ten stadiums. They go with every intention to win, but the odds are greatly stacked against them. But they're going because they need the revenue. Do quote-unquote money games exist in Group of Five basketball today, Coach?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, of course, that's – you know, when you – people have asked me this year, you know, why have we played Miami at Miami? Why have we played, you know, of course,
South Carolina.
LSU at LSU, South Carolina, Radford. People didn't realize that, you know, and you know, we especially in the world of rev share and to be creative, this is a way that we can help make ends meet with our budget, and then certainly be able to generate some extra income for rev share to allow us to try to be competitive in that realm. So absolutely, and because people say, Coach, why are we? You know, first of all, I think Southern Miss people. I'll say it two ways. I think they love the fact that we play a big time schedule. I've gotten a lot of positive feedback
on that, and then they'll say, well, you know, are they coming back to play us next year? Is that a home and home? No. Usually, or not usually, when a team doesn't return the home game, for instance, LSU, they're, you know, I think the last time they came to Hattiesburg was when Pete Maravich was a freshman and Wendell Adner was a freshman for Southern Miss. They played in Hattiesburg. Of course, it's a famous game now. The two freshman teams, this was back even before freshmen were eligible, and it was sold out, followed by the varsity game, which there were only a few hundred people there for at that time. That's a great story that I heard. But that's absolutely the reality and the business side of mid-major basketball. And so we have an opportunity to generate income that again helps us meet our budgetary needs, but also on the same token helps us to raise a little bit of extra money that we can put toward rev share and allows us to get a few players. So I think that we've come up with a pretty good blueprint moving forward. It makes it tough. It does make it tough when you have to play these games on the road. You know, if you just look at the last minute or so of the South Carolina game, I won't say anything else about that. But it gets tough, and to play these teams at their place. But again, by the same token, there's a bigger picture in mind, and I relish the challenge. To be honest with you, I actually really like playing these type of games. I know our players do. There's just a little more pop in their step. They're competitive. They've got that Southern Miss grit about them. We had really good last couple of days of practice this morning at the PMAC, you know, the Pete Maravich Assembly Center here in Baton Rouge, just a little more, because there's a great challenge in front of them. So, you know, they've got some grit and pride about themselves, and again, there's some more value to it. But to answer your question, yes, these are games that we're compensated for, and they help go to some specific financial needs and wants for the program.
And Southern Miss basketball fans have always been pretty well in tune with the fact, and because we have noted on this program many times, the regular season record, y'all, you know, doesn't count, right? I mean, the seeding in the Sun Belt, your record in the Sun Belt counts for seeding in the postseason tournament. But when one of Coach Ladner's predecessors wins 30 games, doesn't get to go to the NCAA tournament, and is a mid top 10 seed in the NIT, I mean, look, the NCAA tournament can't be any more clear. There's only room for one Sun Belt tournament. So it's all about the Sun Belt and that postseason tournament. But, Coach, as we continue our discussion, you mentioned that Tavares is going to be out 6 to 8 weeks. A unique player because he could be thrived on the perimeter, but he was not afraid to take it to the hole. That dynamic now is missing. So as you shuffle this deck a little bit, how might that change your personnel packages and how you approach games, particularly like tonight against LSU, which is your last non-conference game?
Yes. Well, it in several ways it affects us. First of all, Isaac is – I don't know if I've ever had a player – I certainly haven't at this level – that could get the ball to the basket. It is very difficult to get the basketball to the basket at this level because of athleticism. So it's just incredible how he could get the ball to the basket. He was also a really, really good on-ball defender. Get his hands on a lot of balls, very active defensively. That of course, hurts us a little bit. But he was also a great rebounder, and especially on the offensive end, had a great knack for getting to the offensive glass. And so, you know, with that being said, it hurts us, of course, and just, you know, you lose a 17, 18-point-a-game score, somebody that's capable of getting 25, and somebody that helps us rebound in the ball, somebody that you can put on a forward in the, you know, an SEC-level forward. He can keep them in front of him, keep them from driving the ball. So that hurts us in a lot of ways. But again, as we mentioned in the earlier segment, I think we're a little better prepared to sustain an injury, certainly not optimal, but sustain one. It'll be by committee tonight. Brewer Carruth's going to start tonight. Brewer, to be honest with you, is one of the best athletes that we have on the team. He had his career high the other night. He's really, really beginning. The game's beginning to slow down for him a lot mentally, so he's really beginning to play at a high level. So, you know, he's got good size, great one of the best athletes on the team, great athleticism. He's tough. He understands how to play. So, you know, he's not Isaac yet, but he's, you know, he's certainly a good a good substitute to get in there, and I think he'll do a great job. And we also have a number of other players, I think, so you're going to see that by committee. I think you'll start seeing a Robert Cowherd, who's transferred from Ole Miss, who's kind of struggled a little bit with his knee. He had a knee surgery last spring, but he's beginning to kind of feel himself a little bit there. I think you'll see a Daylon Brandon. That'll move him up a notch, and so guys that have similar size to Isaac, and I think you'll see a little more by committee approach in terms of the minutes that he's going to vacate.
Man, you talked about Brewer Carruth and being the best athlete. I'll bet he's popular at the beach too. I mean, you just look at that guy.
You know, all of our measurables, Kelly. You know, here's this blonde-headed, nice-looking blonde-headed young man. Yeah. Of course, comes from an incredible athletic family.
Yes.
Paul Ott Carruth, one of his uncles, has played for the Bear Bryant at Alabama and at Green Bay Packers.
Sure.
And, I mean, you know, one of the All-American. He had another uncle that played football at Ole Miss. His dad was a great high school athlete, but maybe the best athlete of their family, or the best two, maybe on the ladies' side. His mother played tennis at Ole Miss and was Miss Ole Miss, and then his sister, who was a 10th grader, I believe she's a 10th grader, maybe a 9th grader, but I think a 10th grader at Park Lane Academy over there in Macomb where Brewer went. She's one of the top. She may be the top 10th grade basketball player in the state, and certainly one of them in the country.
Well,
and so they've got just a great athletic family. I know they'll be there in force tonight. But you talk about a pleasure to coach that young man. He is whether he played 5 minutes in a game or he plays the entire game, he is the same exact guy every single day. Great attitude. He's a champion. And really he's becoming the face of Southern Miss basketball, but he's a great athlete. Less all the measurables, Kelly, strength, quickness, jumping ability, body fat, all the stuff that we measure inside of our strength and conditioning program, he's at the top in every single category.
And Bob, by the way, when you're talking about body fat, I'm off the charts, baby.
You sure are.
Yeah, well, he's only second. And if we measured you, Kelly, he would be certainly a notch behind you.
Oh.
But since you're not, we didn't measure you on the team. But just looking at you, eyeballing you, yeah, he would certainly be second.
Kelly would be like a point guard. Is that correct, Coach?
No.
Look, I'm no one to talk, Kelly. So hey, trust me.
I told you, man, I was in a bodybuilding contest and won most abs.
I'm sure you did.
Not best.
Coach, we always enjoy our conversations with you. We really appreciate you. Good luck tonight. We'll all be watching.
Thank you so much.
All right, Coach Jay Ladner, everybody.
You know, one of the things that they struggled with early on was three-point shooting.
Yeah.
But the last two or three games, they have shot the ball pretty well.
I think this is a better basketball team.
I think so, too. If they can figure out, you know, how to figure out the loss of Tavares, which he talked about, the depth, they've got players that can do it. Just going to have to rethink it a little bit, but I think they're going to be fine.
Hey, check out our podcast. It's available every day on Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube. Alexa or Siri will play the Super Talk Eagle Hour. When we come back, my main man here, Kelly Sander, believes he has proof, finally, proof, not of Bigfoot, but of a fixed National Football League. We'll be right back.
Southern Miss to the top.
I want to thank Jay Ladner joining us from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Golden Eagles play LSU tonight at 6 o'clock, I believe. ESPN Plus, is that where it's at, Kelly?
It is, and I think SEC Network is also carrying that game.
Right, because they need a little more money. So you should join the SEC Network to help them out financially. Mobay Beignet Company is a great place to go when it's cold, and it's going to be cold tonight. 2902 Hardy Street, delicious beignets made right when you order them, and they're hot and fresh and covered with powdered sugar. You get yourself a great coffee. I mean, it doesn't get much better than that.
So will hell indeed freeze over this week, Bob? So we might see some activity.
I'm going to believe it when I see it. I'm going to believe it.
And look, I get that there's administrative snafus. I understand you're dealing with large institutions like the state of Mississippi and the University of Southern Mississippi. But come on. 7 years,
yeah,
and there still hasn't been any ground movement at the facility.
We have reached out. We think tomorrow, Wednesday, we will have Jeremy or Sean on the show. One of the two. We'll ask them about it. These guys are open. They'll tell you.
And if they're the ones that could go, you know, digging the dirt, they'd be doing it. But again, you've got bidding processes and accepting of bids and. You know, materials have to be available. Man, it just is so frustrating.
It's pretty frustrating.
Yeah.
6 years now. DBAT sponsors this segment of the show. They're on Hardy Street, of course, and baseball, believe it or not, will be just around the corner. I don't think Little League Baseball ever stops now, but if it takes maybe a momentary pause and re-ups, be good to take the kids over to DBAT. Get some cage time, some training. DBAT on Hardy Street. All right. So, I wasn't with Kelly. I was in Florida for the holidays, but I don't know. Kelly may have drank a lot of eggnog or something. Didn't settle well. I don't know. The first thing he hits me with in my office today is, I should say my former office that I still have the key to, that he has proof the NFL is rigged. Now, Kelly, I'm gonna let you go ahead and explain it, and then we'll break this down.
All right, stay with me. Of course, we've said on this program for a long time that the NFL's, you know, fair-haired boy is Patrick Mahomes, and that referees never call, you know, the
which is really what you're upset about, that he's not playing.
No, I couldn't be more happy that he's not playing, actually, and that Tom Brady won't come back. But that when you took a look at the roughing the passer calls, how he gets all of them, and like the Bears quarterbacks, nobody else ever gets any roughing the passer calls.
Right.
All right. Now, this coming week in the NFL, there will be four games that will determine league championships or division championships. Mm-hmm. Now, remember, the schedule came out in April.
Right.
So the NFL made this schedule in April.
Right.
And it just so turns out
right.
that the Panthers and Buccaneers are going to play for the NFC South Division Championship the final week of the season, which was scheduled a long time ago. The Ravens and the Steelers are going to be playing for the AFC North Championship this weekend. Significant playoff implications with the Seahawks and 49ers, who are playing the final week of
this season. In fact, the 49ers, if they win the game, can wrap up home field advantage.
And the Colts and Texans, which also is going to have more for the Texans than the Colts, but playoff significance. Now, remember that schedule came out in May. But in order for these games to have the significance, including division championships, is the Buccaneers had to lose to the crappy Dolphins, and they lost. The Buccaneers lost to the Dolphins. In fact, the Bucs have tanked the past three
but
or four.
But they're playing for a division championship.
They are, right? But this could have been wrapped up a long time ago
right.
had the Buccaneers played anywhere like they're capable of playing. But no, they tanked and lost to the Dolphins, setting up this championship game, the winner take all with the Panthers.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if that doesn't sell you enough, let's go two more steps further. The Steelers lost to the Cleveland Browns.
Mm-hmm.
Let me repeat that. The Steelers lost to the Cleveland Browns, which now sets up the Ravens-Steelers championship in the AFC North. But worse than that, the Steelers losing to the Browns, the Ravens, who have not been playing well, Lamar Jackson is hurt, they go to Green Bay this past week and pummel the Packers in Green Bay.
And now they're going to play for a division championship.
So
I'm not encouraging you here.
But I'm just saying, if you don't think this stuff is fixed, if you don't think that the fix is in on this stuff, and when Las Vegas has these really weird lines that just don't make sense, And I know. Mm-hmm. I know there's a lot of people out there that say, look, it's, this is all coincidental. But is it really when the schedule came out in May, and they're all about ratings, because ratings means you can charge more for advertising. The more advertising, the more money for the league, which it's already the most popular league in the world. But you've said before, when it comes to Goodell, Roger Goodell, the commissioner, how much is enough money? But now, because of all these wacky and I would dare say suspicious endings to games this past week, you now have all of these games.
Now, I want to preface this by reminding you that Kelly did MC wrestling for many years. In fact, Kelly introduced my grandson and I to Johnny Delicious.
No. it's not Johnny Delicious, but I know what you're saying, yeah. But
who was that guy?
I can't even remember now. But I will tell you, in the same
vein,
wrestling is real. Okay? So let's talk about stuff that's really fixed. Like, you okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I've got Johnny Delicious in my head. I can't get it out.
The National Football League, man, there's just so much stuff that...
Be honest, you're just heartbroken that you can't watch Patrick Mahomes. Did you know that last night Chris Collinsworth drug up Patrick Mahomes during the game and admitted on the air that he had a man crush on Patrick.
Well, at least
he had finally admitted it.
So while we're talking about admissions, Bob, can we talk about college football players on their social media posts?
Yes.
It seems like every player, and we talked about,
has a graphic artist.
Yes,
their own graphic artist.
And we talked about Chris Jones at Southern Miss last week while you were gone with Marchant Kenny. And I thought that when Chris Jones posted on his social media platform thanking Southern Miss fans, I read that he was going into the transfer portal.
You were right.
Marchant did not, okay? Right. But it turns out that he is going in to the portal. And every one of these athletes, you know, after consulting with God.
Every one of them.
They're going into the transfer
portal.
Money
has nothing to do with it. It's a spiritual guidance.
That's where I'm going with this. Yeah. And again, I don't want to be misunderstood here. Spiritual life and prayer is important, and it's a good thing.
Correct.
But I don't know of anybody that puts on social media, I thank God, but for the next chapter of my career, I'm just going to stay put.
No.
They're always going to something bigger and better.
Or I prayed about it, and I'm not interested in any NIL money.
Correct. So my point is, okay, we get it. Just, I would love for an athlete to come on and say, am I spiritual? Yes. Do I believe in the redemption of Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior? Yes. But I'm on social media to tell you that University XYZ is offering me a crap ton of money, and I'm going.
I'd be the biggest fan of that guy in the world, wouldn't you?
I would too. There's nothing wrong with that.
Just stop. Where do they get the graphic artist? Does every college player now have their own graphics department?
Coach Ladner was talking about the players' agents. I'm sure these agencies.
It's unbelievable.
That they have access when they sign these agent deals. They have access to all the talent that's in that agency.
And you're right.
I'm sure.
But Old Dominion just offered me a crap ton of money.
And I'm going.
I'm gone, baby.
See ya. Deuces. I mean, what's wrong with that?
I'm getting in my new vet, and I am hauling ass to ODU.
and I ain't looking back. That would just be really refreshing for me. And as a potential marketer or an NIL deal, that's the kind of guy that I would sign.
I'd sign him in a heartbeat.
Because I
like this guy.
Because he tells the truth. No, tells it like right. It is.
You know, I think I told you back in the back of the building, I'm just so over. I tuned in the other night. I thought it'd be fun to watch Houston and LSU. Immediately in the first quarter, they start naming the number of players from LSU that opted out, and the Houston players that opted out. I opted out of the game. I thought, you know, if it's not important enough for half the team to play, it's not an important game enough for me to spend 3 hours of my life watching.
And look at, what was there, 10 Division I schools that declined their bowl invitations?
It's really unbelievable.
And I know that talking –
it makes the NFL refreshing to me. At least it's honest about it, you know? It's about money.
Did you say the NFL is honest?
I'm sorry. You had just illustrated how it's all set up.
It's fixed.
I got it wrong. Wrestling is honest.
Yes.
The NFL is staged.
Yes. My, how times have changed, huh?
Johnny Delicious.
And speaking of wrestling, something that oozes from your television?
This is the slime
that oozes
from your TV set.
Okay.
Big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. 4th Street Bar and Grill sponsoring the fourth segment of the Eagle Hour. Great place to hang out over the weekend. A lot of college football on TV, and 4th Street will have all the big games. That you can be sure of. Forest Health reminds you that keeping up with your favorite team is fun, but they don't want you to forget about the most important player, and that's you. Forest Health encourages you to get an annual physical. Be sure your health is as good as it can be. Forest Health can help you with expert medical care closer to home. ForestHealth.org. I think we've covered all of our sponsors, including Genesis of Hattiesburg. So happy holidays to Kevin and Mr. Grubbs and all the great supporters down at Genesis of Hattiesburg.
And when you talk about getting that physical, Bob, January is always a really good time to do it because, number one, if you have group health insurance, your deductible it starts all over again. Okay, mm-hmm. So if you know you're going to have some health things done, do it early. So if you do have any money that has to go toward your deductible, you're wiping that out right away, which is going to help you later on in the year.
Right.
And generally, this time of year is a good time to do it, just to kind of a part of your New Year's resolution or whatever.
Right, right. So. Real briefly, I just want to make one comment about something we were talking about. And that is the, you know, we're not singling out Southern Miss athletes with these graphics.
Right.
And all,
that's
but it's
right.
it's just become so overwhelming that I do believe now, Kelly, that the consensus of opinion is that this has gone way out of reach and that something needs to be done to rein the NIL, the transfer stuff, all this craziness because – you were talking about the National Football League in a kind of a funny way.
Right.
But the NFL has a salary cap. I mean, the NFL, every team has X amount of dollars.
Right.
You can save some of it to next year. You can spend some next year's this year. There are a lot of ways to work the money, but the bottom line is everybody starting on the same field. That is no longer the case in college athletics.
Nor is it in Major League Baseball. And the LA Dodgers are starting to make people mad. Because they're literally buying championships. It doesn't matter who the current star is in Japan or South Korea or whatever. They're just going to go buy them because there is no salary cap in Major League Baseball. And I think that few would argue that the most popular sport worldwide in America is the National Football League.
Right.
And because they're doing some things right. I mean, we do joke.
That's why it's competitive, don't you think?
That's why there's a lot of parity. You know, when you got teams like the Detroit Lions who were battling last year, you know, kind of stubbed their toe this year, but when they spread the wealth a little bit, you know, the Bills appear to be playing well again. And some of these teams that are in and out of, but it's not the same teams, you know, year in and year out.
No, it's kind of refreshing, isn't it?
Yes. But I do not want the U.S. government involved in this solution at all.
No, God, no.
I mean, when you look at what's happened in the state of Minnesota with some of the things there, and you want the government to handle health care,
mm-hmm.
I'm not saying there aren't problems, right? I'm just saying government isn't the answer. So the NCAA and the athletic directors have got to get their stuff together and figure this out.
Well, I will tell you, though, after reading about that in Somalia, my wife and I, right after the first of the year, we are opening a Somalia daycare center right here in Hattiesburg.
Yes. Well, I guess you'll be quitting this show because you won't need the money.
We will be rolling in cash, clearly. We will just be rolling in cash.
That nobody seems to really check on, apparently.
Apparently. Unbelievable.
But the NCAA allowed this to happen. Athletic directors allowed this to happen. And I use the analogy of, you know, do you know anybody that, and you don't have to give me names, but any of these parents who let their 40-year-old son live in the basement and never charge him rent, never charge him food? They complain all the time about it, don't they?
Right.
But yet.
They do it.
They don't do anything about it.
No, you're right.
Okay,
no, you're
so.
Right.
They created this monster. They're going to have to get it under control somehow.
It does. Something has to happen, though, doesn't it, Kevin?
And even when they say, well, we're limiting it at 20 million. 20 million?
A year.
I mean.
A year.
You still, the mid-majors like Southern Miss and stuff, it's, 20 million is still so far unattainable.
It might as well be 500 million.
Correct.
For a school like Southern Miss.
Correct. Or, as we have endorsed before, the big guys take your marbles and go.
Yeah.
And let the rest of us do our own thing, and everybody will be happy.
Our brother-in-arms, Luke Johnson, was vehemently opposed to that when he joined us last week at Corner Market. And look, I respect his opinion. I respect everybody's opinion, but I don't see any alternative.
It does not seem sustainable as it's going now.
Right.
That's for sure.
All right, we're going to do kind of a year-end wrap-up with our dear buddy Jack Duggan tomorrow. We're going to look back on the year, and then we've got a special show coming Friday. We're going to do a year-end show come Friday. So we got a lot to talk about the rest of the week.
And you talk about one of the hottest teams in the NFL. We've been joking about our Saints.
Patrick McGee will join us tomorrow to update us on those red-hot Saints.
They are playing well, aren't they?
I think they got him a quarterback, Kelly.
It looks like
and
it.
And maybe a coach, too.
Looks like it. I think
good for him because, you know, that had to be a lot of pressure on that young man coaching that team early in the year.
And I think both of them are kind of growing into – I think it was a good situation for both of them to get into.
Yeah.
Where you could learn on the job to a degree.
Yeah.
And not cost yourself a playoff spot when the expectations were low begin with.
And maybe Brady could come back. We
now,
could talk to Patrick
now, see,
about
we had such a
too.
Good show going until you brought that up.
Oh, yeah, we did. You accused the NFL of being crooked.
It's not the first time.
You said wrestling is for real.
It's not the first time.
And you just wish some player would say, yeah, I believe in all the good stuff, but I'm leaving for the Jacko, baby.
I wish one time I would love to see that.
Good to be back, Kelly.
Thank you, brother. You too.
Southern Miss.
To the top. 7-7 into the future.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.